This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the alleged NEET paper leak on the second consecutive day. The Lok Sabha and the Raj Sabha each witnessed three adjournments due to opposition's uproar. When both the houses reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition members resumed their protests over the NEET issue. Amid the continued uproar, the chairs adjourned both Lok Sabha and the Raj Sabha for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in recent NEET examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the National Democratic Alliance Parliamentary Party meeting, also known as Mangal Milan, at Parliament House Complex today. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi stressed that those responsible should face the strictest possible punishment.
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today visited Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi and held a meeting with the doctors at the hospital. He also reviewed the condition of those injured during yesterday's protest in the national capital over the alleged exam paper leak of NEET UG 2026. Mr. Nadda also visited Lady Harding Medical College and Hospital and met the injured protesters who were admitted there. The Delhi High Court has ordered immediate shifting of activist Sonam Wangchuk from Safdarjung Hospital in the national capital to Medanta Hospital in Gurugram. The court passed the order while hearing a plea filed by Wangchuk's wife, Gitanjali Angmo. The National Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited, NHPC, has said that a detailed investigation will be undertaken to ascertain the cause of the tunnel collapse at the NHPC T-Star Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardang in Namche district in Sikkim yesterday. In a statement, NHPC informed that 11 casualties have been reported so far and several others are trapped inside the tunnel. The rescue operation is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole and assured all assistance. President and Vice President have expressed grief over the loss of lives in Sikkim. India and North Macedonia have agreed to enhance trade and investment while expanding cooperation in key sectors including information technology, agriculture, food processing, pharmaceuticals, textiles, biotechnology, tourism, hospitality and filmmaking. Addressing the media in Skopje, after talks with her North Macedonian counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said both countries have reaffirmed the deep and friendly ties based on shared democratic values and mutual respect. President Murmu expressed confidence that her landmark visit, the first ever by an Indian president to North Macedonia, will further strengthen the multifaceted partnership between the two countries. From North Macedonia, she will travel to Romania after concluding her visit. The Madhya Pradesh Assembly passed the Uniform Civil Code Bill on the second day of its monsoon session today amid protests by the opposition. The bill will now be sent to the governor for assent. Once approved, the Uniform Civil Code will come into force in the state. Tribal communities have been kept outside the purview of the law. India Today summoned Russian Chargé d'Affaires Vladimir Ladanov following the attack on the commercial vessel MV Golden Leo on Sunday. The Ministry of External Affairs said that such attacks undermine the safety, security and stability of the international maritime commerce. In China Open Badminton, India's HS Pranoy's campaign ended in the opening round after losing to Malaysia's Leong Jun Hao in Guangzhou today. Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty are the other Indian entries in the men's singles draw. Devika Sehwag lost to Thai player Busanan Ongbam Rungnafan in the women's singles draw. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended in the negative zone today. The Sensex declined 238 points to close at 77,470. The Nifty lost 51 points to settle at 24,188. And that is the end of this news bulletin.